Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome once again to the Nurturer's Corners show entitled Being a Positive Change Agent in a Negatively Changing World. Thank you so much once again for joining us. We're right here, same station, same number, every Friday night at 9 p.m., helping you to positively close down your night. And we are so excited, as we always are, to have you join us. And we especially are excited tonight to have our special guest with us, none other than the one and only fabulous, powerful, loving, compassionate evangelist, Iberia Showers. Have you joined us this evening?
Oh, yes, I'm here. So good to be here. Lady C, thank you so very much for inviting me in.
Listen, it is such a privilege, honor, and pleasure to have you join us. I am so excited and glad, and I'm telling you, I'm just going to jump right in. And I usually just, kind of give a brief or whatever, but I'm going to let you do that. Why don't you briefly introduce yourself for our listeners?
Okay. Thank you so very, very much, First Lady. Thank you again for allowing me to even come in and be a part of your wonderful program on tonight. It's good to be here and to speak to your audience. And as you've already forestated, my name is Evangelist Kiberia Showers, and I was born and raised here on the south side of Chicago, in
wow.
the Auburn-Gresham area. Yes, yes. I'm a Chicago girl, a city girl.
All
and
right.
So, so I am also, I'm the 10th child of 10 children. So I'm the baby, of course. And,
wow.
So as a child, growing up, I was pretty much a tomboy. But when I became a teenager, in high school, I was then known as the church lady. They dubbed me as a church lady because it was then at the age of 14 that I gave my life to Christ and I was born again. So, of course, there was a difference in my life at such a young age. And then around 15 years old, I heard the call of the Lord on my life into ministry. And so that's when, I really became very active in my church and in my community as well. I started in the choir, singing in the choir and the praise team. I even played an instrument called the trombone when we had a church band at the time.
And,
yes, I did. I did. It was bigger than I was.
Awesome.
And so, so I really worked in a lot of areas. I've been a choir director, Sunday school teacher. And then I've gone outside of the church doing street evangelism at the beach, Rainbow Beach, if it's still even called Rainbow Beach. It's been a while.
Mm.
And at the Robert Taylor homes and certainly in the nursing homes and women's shelters. And I've also ministered at the Cook County Jail in both the men and women divisions. And
wow.
even now, I'm serving in my church where I was born and raised for, more than 40 years now. I'm still there serving with
wow.
my current pastor. My founder was the late Bishop Shepherd Little, my father in the gospel, and I serve with my current pastor, Superintendent Jeffrey D. Hodges. So I serve in a lot of capacities there, and I keep myself busy for the Lord, and I enjoy the Lord's work.
Wow, I think you have just knocked me off my feet if I was standing. You've just blown me away. Wow, I mean, you have just proven that people such as yourself being so unassuming, oh, my God, we just need to talk to each other more, you know?
And just,
share. You have just encouraged me so much. Listen, I mean, my next question, you kind of maybe you have something else in store for us. So tell me, what is the top most life-changing experience you had since you've been ministering? I mean, from 16 years of age to now, certainly you have had experiences. So what's the one that pops out the most, or, you know, that you love to share maybe with people?
Well, one life-changing experience I had was when I read a book that was written by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's called The Believer's Authority. And from time to time, I go back to read the book even now. And what he was saying is that once we come to realize our authority in Christ as a church and as individual believers, you know, we'll be able to do the assignments that God intended for us to do. So it really changed my perspective, you know, even on in ministry and, you know, as a child of God. Because we always, you know, growing up, you hear people talk so much. We talk so much about what the devil does and the enemy is this and the enemy is that, but not realizing that God put such great authority in us, and it is in Christ Jesus. And when we exercise that authority in this earth, great things can be done in us and certainly through us as well. So that was a life-changing moment for me when I read that book.
I love it how it opened your eyes. Give me that title again.
It's called The Believer's Authority, written by Kenneth E. Hagin. Yeah, one of the, you know, the founding fathers of faith, you know.
Right.
I love that subject. One of my favorite subjects is on faith.
Come on here. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. On faith. I love that. And you're flowing right into my thought process, which is, I know you said that, you know, you saw believers not being actually believers. I'll paraphrase, you know, and so that book kind of opened your eyes. So what has been the hardest part of delivering a liberating message such as yourself does you know, what's been the hardest part of delivering that message that God gives you of freedom, especially after that life-changing event of reading that book? What has been your biggest battle, and what do you do to overcome it?
I would say the hardest thing I've had experience is trusting God when he says nothing, when God isn't saying anything.
Oh, that's
because you certainly have to have faith there. And
yes.
I remember this one time when I was scheduled to speak at my church. And, of course, you know, as an evangelist, a minister, you know, you always read and study the Bible. But God wasn't speaking anything to me to say, you know, to his people. So, you know, I had nothing prepared to say. But I was scheduled to be at church that evening, and I was certainly terrified and didn't want to go. I actually told my husband I wasn't going to church that night. I was going to stay home. But you know, to trust God even then, you know, my husband said something to me that, you know, really struck a chord with me. He said, never disappoint the people because they're looking for you. They're looking for a word. And so that, you know, ignited me to if I'm going to preach faith and tell people how to trust God, I've got to trust him myself. So we went to church, and I got in that pulpit, and Lady C, I'm telling you, my pages were blank. As I stood there, the Lord began to speak to me through me then. And so, that's happened to me not often, but that first time was quite horrifying. But even in those moments, you have to still trust God when He hasn't spoken anything at the moment. You know, you want to have a word for God's people, and you want to be prepared. But there are times when, you know, God wants you to trust and rely on Him. And that was a hard moment for me. And I overcame that by taking just one step. And that's really all it does. You have to just take that one step when you don't see it yourself, because faith certainly is seeing beyond, you know, what you really do see. When you don't see it, you still have to believe it.
That was something
for me.
You just encouraging me, sister. Come on with this. You are really set my soul on fire, my God, especially even through your husband. That word right there. And
yeah.
I tell my guests, I take notes. So I am taking notes, my love. And you.
All right.
Wow. So know that anytime you think you're not, just know that Lady C is being encouraged by thee. Okay? Just know
all
that.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
So tell me, wow, this is really good. In what major three areas will your ministry this year impact individuals as well as the community that you serve? What's on your agenda for the remainder of this year?
Well, what's on my agenda? Well, currently, you know, I'm as I first stated, you know, I serve with my local church,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm the women's ministry coordinator there, and so we plan, you know, fellowship days and teachings for our women. We have days of consecration at the start of the year that we'll be preparing for. To, you know, empower our women for the year. And I'm a district missionary in the Church of God in Christ, where I serve in First Jurisdiction, Illinois, under the leadership of Bishop O.C. Booker and my jurisdictional supervisor, Mother Shirley Hughes. So we are serving there with our jurisdiction in the women's department. You know, building up women. We have workshops a workshop coming up in September, and in the next week or so, we'll be in our holy convocation right here in the city of Chicago. And so that keeps me busy as well. And then just a couple of years ago, maybe shy of 3 years ago, the Lord gave us to start the Kabiria Showers Ministry.
Yes.
And, this ministry God gave us to build up the body of Christ and to impact lives through prayer, teaching, and preaching. And what God gave us to do this year, we have had quarterly prayer gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one coming up, we have been a part of, Lady C. You blessed us in April of this year. And so our next one is coming up in October 7th, at my church at King of Glory Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. At 12 noon. And this gathering brings in men and women. It's not just women. You know, a lot of times people, because you're a woman, they tend to think that everything you do is just for women.
Right.
But it's for men and women. You know, sometimes we can be a bit you know, narrow sometimes when looking at just gender. But, you know, God has called us to the full body, the men, women, and children. And so we'll be having our gathering of prayer warriors and intercessors. And this is where we call in prayer warriors from all over the city of Chicago, where we come in and we pray for our city, our nation. We pray for the healing of the sick. There's so many that are sick today. So we pray for the healing of of them that are sick, and we pray for just many areas. And right now, the Lord has us praying currently for the entire month of August for our youth. And so we have had people give us the names of their young people that they wanted us to specifically pray over. We've been praying over these names for this entire month. And we're just at the fifth day now?
Yes.
So we've been praying every day over our children and our youth because you know, the enemy is trying to steal our seed. And we believe that God has given us a generation that will be mighty in this earth and will be a blessing as well in this nation and in this world. And so we want to cover them in our prayers. And make straight paths for their feet as well, because we need our young people. They're our generation now as well as our generation to come. And so we are currently praying for them this month as well. And matter of fact, we have a 6 a.m. Prayer ministry that we do on social media, you know, over Periscope and Facebook Live.
Right.
As well.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And so we've had people calling in, coming in from all over the world, from Turkey, Japan, and Russia, and Dubai, and England, and so many, Paris. We've had so many that come in praying at different times of the, of course, around the world. Some people this afternoon or evening for them coming into our 6 a.m. time of prayer. And so we have been hearing testimonies coming back in of God delivering. You know, there were people who've been called in and asked for prayer concerning their sick, and they have given us a report back of their healing. People have been praying for new jobs, and they received new jobs with good positions. They told me it was with good benefits. It was just what they wanted. So we've gotten good reports. We're not just out here just to have activity, but we certainly are out here to make a difference.
Come on. And see,
and so those
I
are some
it.
Of the things we're doing. Mm-hmm.
I definitely deem you as a positive change agent, which is what this show is all about, Evangelist Showers. You are just such an inspiration. But you're also a best kept secret. I got to do better in plugging you into our world so people will experience the Kaviria Showers Ministries, because you truly are just that, a blessing. And we're going to do more connectivity, which I'll speak with you afterwards, after the show. But just real quick, because we got about 7 minutes left, and I mean, you have just really highly impacted us here. And listeners, listen, if you are not plugged into the one and only Kaviria in Showers, you are missing out on a blessing in the body of Christ and to just the entire world. What I want you to do now, Evangelist Showers, if you will, just give us three main items of advice for those of us who desire to be such an impacting, positively changing messenger as yourself. What's the top three things you wish someone had advised you of when you first started?
The top three things that I would advise those coming up is, the number one, live in the presence of God. And what I mean by that is, you have to develop a consistent prayer life. You know, you have to always be in connection with God, because you won't know your next step without hearing his voice. And you don't want to step out before time, and you don't want to miss your time either. And the best way to stay in tune is to certainly have a good prayer life. You know, you have to live in God's presence. Or sometimes you need to just be able to just meditate. And I'm not saying that you have to shut away for hours every day, you know, praying for many hours. But to just have a lifestyle, cultivate a lifestyle of prayer and consecration where, you know, because, you know, God is in us at all times.
So
it does not. And then Jesus told the woman at the well that, you know, this was the time that God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and truth because they couldn't go to Jerusalem. So God, anywhere that we are, that means that we can touch him and he can touch us no matter where we are. So we can even be in his presence while we're on our jobs. We can be in his presence in school, in the dorms, wherever we are on the bus. We can be in his presence where when we need to hear his instruction, we're in tune, our ears are in tune to hear him, and our hearts are sensitive enough to move into action. So that's what I mean about living in the presence of God. And so number two, I'm going to be quick, is to be a learner. You don't ever want to get to a place where you know it all. Because if you know it all, you know, you stop growing. And you don't want to stop growing. You want to keep expanding and learning. Because the more you learn and expand yourself, there's more that you can do for God. He can expand your territory. So you want to be a learner as well. And so the final thing that I would share, too, is to be yourself. You always want to be yourself. You don't want to cheat yourself and others when you try to be like somebody else.
Right.
'Cause, and, you know, people know when you're trying to copy and be another person. People know if you're trying to be Joyce Meyer. You know, or people know if you're trying to be T.D. Jakes. God made us all unique, and we're different. And we're different for a reason, because there is something that Lady C can do that Kabiria Showers is not able to do. And there's something that I can do that Lady C cannot do. So we need to maximize our own self and just enjoy who you are. We put ourselves down sometimes too. Well, some people do put themselves down too much. There's enough people out here putting you down. You need to speak well of yourself and like yourself.
That's good.
So I would encourage them to be yourself, like who you are, like the difference that God put in you. And when you embrace who you are, who God made you to be, you'll have more confidence and you'll be able to walk out your destiny and your purpose. So live in the presence of God, be a learner, and be yourself.
Wow. I love it. You have really said some powerful things, and just in such a short time. Listen, people, again, if you have not plugged into the one and only my precious friend and sister in love, the evangelist Kabiria Showers, you need to hit her up. Just real quickly, where can the listeners get in touch with you? All social media sites, and if you have a website?
Well, you know, they can connect with me through social media. I have a ministry page, Kabiria Showers Ministries on Facebook, certainly on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me there, Kabiria Showers Ministries, and certainly connect with me on any Monday, Wednesday, or Friday on Facebook Live or Periscope for the 6 a.m. prayer. You can meet me, join me there any of those days, or even watch the replay. Let it bless your life.
Amen. I look forward to what these ministries of Lady C and Evangelist Kabiria Showers are going to do together for the kingdom, for our communities, and ultimately for our world. I just love you and your husband. Again, thank you so much for being on the show. You have been such a blessing tonight. I'm telling you, my soul is flipping on the inside. From the start to the end. You really just wiped me away when you said you've been saved since you were 16 years old. I am such a
14. 14.
14, okay.
Yeah.
I am just the more blessed to be connected with you, and I just love it. Listeners, listen, if you have anything else that you'd love to ask or engage with Kabir's Showers, please look her up and message her. I'm certain that you'll be as intrigued and blessed as I have been in this portion of our show. And look, we're going to have Evangelist Showers back starting next month. We'll be doing a twist and different things as the Lord leads.
Oh,
so
wow.
Stay tuned, stay plugged in. You never know what you'll miss. So plan on not missing a thing right here with Lady C, the Nurturer, the Nurturer's Corners, being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world. And that is it. That's all we have for tonight. Again, I love you so much, Evangelist Showers. Thank you so much for being part of the show tonight. And we look forward to having you back. Listeners, right here next Friday, same time. We look forward to hearing and seeing you and looking forward to greater things. You be blessed. Watch the replay. See you next time. Good night.
Good night. Yeah.